The reading is taken from Romans chapter 12, verses 14 to 21. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay someone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, "It is mine to avenge. I will repay," says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Joe. I want to welcome now Jacob Wigley up, who is going to preach to us. Jacob actually happens to be Joe's son. Jacob used to be on the staff team here, and he's now reading theology at Oxford University. Welcome. It's great to have you with us. I look forward to hearing what you have to say.
Great. Thank you so much. Well, good morning. And it's great to be here. Even if I am speaking to you just through the lens of a camera, it's still a great privilege to be able to come and speak about the Word of God with you. We are, as you, I'm sure you are aware, in the midst of a time of fear and anxiety and uncertainty. We know that in the beginning, in the Garden of Eden, there was no sin, nor sickness, nor death. And that's the world as God intended it to be. But now we do, in fact, have bad things which happen in the world, like this fear-mongering virus. So today I'd just like to share a few thoughts about how we can approach and respond to the problem of evil from a perspective of the cross. This passage of Paul particularly corresponds to when people commit evils against us. So it's a very practical passage. Paul offers practical advice for dealing with man's evil deeds against us. And so I'm going to talk us through just a few points, three L's from this reading today for dealing with the problem of evil from what Paul says in this passage. And the first L is to be loving. Advice we can probably anticipate. There's been parts of this coronavirus situation which have made me angry. And I should think I'm not the only one. That is such a personal and touchy issue. And there's so ways that we can be upset from the way that people deal with it, whether it's people not following the advice of the medical experts, people overreacting to the issue, people underreacting to this issue. And it's so easy for hostility and disunity to develop. So being able to respond to evil in a way that glorifies Jesus is a really important thing. Paul gives us advice on this, and it's that advice we can anticipate to love. Love has got to be not just our immediate reaction, but our continuous answer. I think there's a few different ways that we can naturally, instinctively respond in the face of evil. The first is an active response. There are those of us that are naturally inclined to respond actively in the face of evil, perhaps to rebuke the person persecuting us in a strong or upfront way, retaliate, maybe even shout if we are so tempered. And I want to clarify, it's okay to be angry. Jesus got angry quite often in the Gospels, but we have to be careful to keep a clear and distinguished line between hate and anger. Anger is not the opposite of love. Hate is. We have to be able to separate the sin and the evil from the evildoer. And now this is not easy, but it is absolutely biblical. This chapter of Romans says that we should hate evil. And yet Jesus tells us to love our enemies. If we're naturally inclined to respond actively to evil, we need to learn the kind of righteous anger that Jesus practiced. On the other end of the spectrum, there are those who respond very passively. The alternative to being confrontational or actively responsive is just to not do anything at all. And this is the easy option. I think we can fall into it quite easily because we feel like we're turning the other cheek, as Jesus taught. And that sounds right, but there is a danger to this response too. If we just sit there and soak up all the evils being made against us, it can make us bitter. On the outside, we may be passive, but on the inside, we could be burning up. This is not what Jesus wants. Jesus wants us to be clean, at peace, and full of love inside and out. We need to be careful to not be so passive in the face of evil that we just bottle it all up and end up feeling sour. However, I think there is a better response to just an active one or just a passive one, and that is the cross's response. The cross does not swear or lose control of itself over sin. Equally, the cross is not consumed with bitterness from letting sin walk all over it. Rather, the cross's response is to be, in the words of Timothy Keller, aggressively forgiving. That's what it really means to turn the other cheek. It's not just letting the enemy slap you over and over again on the same cheek. Rather, it's to say to them, I love you, I forgive you, and offer the other cheek, a new start. Not out of pride or self-righteousness, but out of love. The cross hates evil, but loves people. The cross challenges sin, but doesn't lose control. The cross turns the other cheek. The cross sets a very high bar for how we should respond to evil. Paul does add conditions in this passage. He says to be at peace with everyone and to do all of this, quote, as much as it is possible. Paul knows that we're not perfect. He knows we can't respond as well as Jesus did, but he encourages us to try our best. A great inspiration for us on this Mothering Sunday is Mother Mary, who was there at the very crucifixion of our Lord. She did not attack or assault the guards that were persecuting Jesus, nor did she cower away and hide. Rather, she stayed fixated on the cross and stood at the cross at the foot of Jesus' cross. St. Mary took on the cross's response to evil when it was most impossible of all. And this cannot have come through her own power, but by the grace of God. Only God's grace can allow us to take on this such a loving response to evil. We have to be loving. Secondly, be lowly. St. Paul writes in this passage, don't be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people and don't think you know it all. And he offers this as advice for dealing with the problem of evil. A tough reality of our own is that we can never fully understand the full scope of anyone else's. Only God knows the full truth. And so if we only react aggressively to people, how are we showing them the love of Jesus? And if we only respond too passively, how are we going challenge them? How are we going to lovingly and gently restore them to righteousness, as it says in Galatians 6? Humility, he said, we can come to him and put our burdens unto him because he is humble and lowly. Therefore, all bitterness or anger that we can be inflicted with from these evils can be cast onto Jesus because he is humble and lowly at heart. And that's what gives us rest for our souls, Matthew 11. Humility and lowliness coming by way of Jesus. We have to be, but most importantly, how it will all end. We have a God who is absolutely sovereign, and we have to trust in his faithfulness and divine judgment. The passage says, do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord. We are here as disciples of Jesus and children of God. We have our commands to love the Lord, to love our neighbours, to love our enemies, and to share the good news of Jesus with the world. And it's easy to maybe criticise or deem. has to come from God, and he can do a far better job of that than we can. Booker Washington said, "I will not allow any man to make me lower myself by hating him." The only real way to destroy an enemy is to make him a friend. Evil can never be conquered by evil. Hatred, when met with hatred, is only increased. But rather, if it is met with love, lowliness, and a trust in God, an antidote is found. So let's bless those that curse us. Be happy with those who are happy, and weep with those who weep. Adopt an attitude of the cross. Let's be a vessel through which the love, the mercy, the forgiveness, and the righteousness of God becomes visible to the world. Let's do what we can do and leave the rest to God. Amen.
Thank you, Jacob.